the play that we're going to be reading is called Painting During the Pandemic by Christine Sloan Stoddard. A video chat with Michelle on one end of the call and Johnny and Mohammed on the other. At Rise, Michelle is seated on her bed with a laptop, drawing board, and art supplies. Johnny and Mohammed sit at a table with a laptop and art supplies.
Good morning, Mohammed. How's life in the apocalypse?
Morning. And don't say that word. Johnny is already paranoid.
Sorry. How's it going at the residence?
Tough times. One of the individuals tested positive for the virus yesterday. Say hi to your art teacher, Johnny.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Johnny. I am sad and scared like everyone else, I think. Are you ready for our session?
Yes. Art, please.
He's been talking about it all week. He misses your workshops at the Day Hub.
I miss them too, Johnny. I cannot wait until life goes back to normal.
How can it go back to normal after all this?
I mean, as normal as possible. Johnny, I'll hold up my painting so you can look at it and get started on yours. How have you been?
I don't even know how to answer that. Just trying to stay positive. What about you?
Well, my grandma died.
Way to bury the lead. I mean, I'm sorry to hear that. Coronavirus?
Yeah.
And you're still working?
What choice do I have? It's not like I get paid leave.
Yeah, the main office is still pulling their shit, huh?
I want to make my cow blue instead.
You are free to paint your cow whatever color you'd like, Johnny. It's your painting. You are the artist.
Blue cow.
Hey, Michelle. I wanted to ask you something.
Sure.
Did you order a bunch of paintbrushes for Johnny? We keep getting boxes sent to the residence. I mean, like every single day. More paintbrushes.
No, the main office said they can't purchase any more art supplies until New York City flattens the curve. They have to prioritize spending for COVID-19, even though they're willing to make an exception for Johnny's art session. They see it as art therapy. I didn't bother reminding them I'm not a licensed art therapist, or maybe they see it as behavior control.
Yeah, he was wild those first few days of quarantine. I still can't believe he tried to set the residence on fire.
He was scared and frustrated. None of us want this to be the new normal.
But the paintbrushes.
I have no idea. You know what's weird? I've been getting them too.
Paintbrushes?
Yeah, every day.
Do you think they're the same ones? Yeah? That's it. That's the same kind.
Bizarre. You know, I used to have the same ones when I was little. My grandma always brought this brand. She liked the colors, the weight of the brush in her hand.
The grandma who just died?
Yeah, my mom's mom.
Spooky.
Spooky. Spooky blue cow.
I used to make art with grandma all the time. She was a painter.
Pink cow blue.
I like the buttercups you added to the grass, Johnny.
Oh, let me see.
Sure. Let me tilt the screen down. Do you want to take a screenshot?
Yes, please. Okay. Done. Anyway, yeah, so my grandma wanted me to illustrate children's books. I mean, that's what I wanted too, but it's such a competitive field. When my college advisor suggested I take art ed classes, I took her advice. Then I focused on graduating, and when I got this job right out of college...
You could still do it. No better time than a pandemic. You're in quarantine. Gosh, I wish I didn't have to leave the house. I'd get a lot more done.
I appreciate that you are risking your life every day to go out and work in the residence and take care of vulnerable people like Johnny. Thank you for doing it. But quarantine is still hard. I don't feel productive. I just feel drained.
But in your art workshops, you're always encouraging the individuals to let loose and not stress so much about the final outcome of their work. What if you gave yourself a little push? Don't push too hard, just a little.
Well, I do have dozens of paintbrushes now.
Blue, happy color. Coronavirus over. The end. Happy world.
Does blue make you happy, Johnny? A lot of people say it brings them down.
Feeling blue?
Exactly.
Blue, pretty color. Oh, shit.
That's true. A lot of beautiful things are blue, like the ocean.
The sky.
Cows.
Your cows.
You'd make wonderful children's books. You'd be so good at it.
Thanks, Muhammad.
No, seriously.
Are you sure you haven't met my grandmother? You sound like the two of you have talked.
The timing is now. I keep seeing all these artists on Facebook and Instagram posting away, and even people who claim they haven't made art in years suddenly making work and posting it online. My cousin is one of them. A secret talent.
I just don't understand the paintbrushes.
What's there to understand? It's a sign.
There must be a logical explanation.
Yeah, that your grandmother is looking after you.
Oh, you picked up a green marker, Johnny. Are you doing the grass now?
Yes, green, happy earth. Coronavirus no more. Green, green earth.
You should have an illustration ready for your next art session with Johnny.
I already have to do these paintings for Johnny.
Yeah, but those are for your teaching. What about your art? What you want to express?
Okay, you're right. It's a challenge. You're on. I'll do it. I will have an illustration for Friday.
It has to be new. Don't go pulling out old work and passing it off as new.
I wouldn't do that.
You thought about it for a second.
Maybe. How would you know the difference, though? We've only known each other a couple of years.
Because I'm coming up with the challenge.
You're sounding like my grandmother again.
Make a blue cow to match Johnny's. Put your own spin on it, though.
Challenge accepted. Johnny, why are you getting up? Where are you going?
Don't mind him. He's probably stretching.
After the fire starting attempt, I'm just a little nervous.
Making a call.
A call? But we're not done with session yet. You're supposed to call your mom after our art session.
Not calling mom. Calling grandma.
Your grandma?
Your grandma.
My grandma.
Thank her for paintbrushes.
Johnny, I don't know what number to dial for heaven.